Okay, so I'm in Rage Gimmel. We're talking about what type of relatives he has availus for. So Gimmel, Tina Cheney that you do him kalu chadash. If you have a child and you don't know if he if his he's full term, if the pregnancy was full term. So if he dies within 30 days, even on the 30th day, even if his hair grows and his knees is his nails grow, ain't current love, we don't tear kriya, ain't none in a love, ain't misablin a love, mishum davi suffic nafel, he's a suffic nafel. Shloshim. If he dies after 30 days, even on the 30th day, kaidam by before the time that he was born, kairan olav va'ainin in olav, then, meaning it doesn't have to be exact 30 days to the minute, as long as it's on the 30th day, kairan olav. Then there's kriya va'ainin olav and misablan olav, and as avelus ella im kain noida v'birur, unless you know for sure shu rak ben shmoyne chadash, unless you know for sure that he's only 8 months old, the la bar kaya from not 8 months old, from an 8 month gestation. The La Bar Kayam was not a Bar Kayam. Bim Yadu Abibira Shu Ben Test Chadoshim. And if you know for sure that he's 9 months, Kagan Shabal Bal Uperish, meaning let's say the husband was together with the wife and then he went overseas, so he knows for sure he wasn't together after that. So he knows the latest she could possibly have been pregnant was 9 months before. And is born chai for a full 9 months. Afilu Meis B'Yom Shel Nedarim. So then, even if he dies on the day that he's born, Karna Love. But in a love of Masavla and a love, then there's Kriya and there's Aninus and there's Avelis. Tal Tumim Shemei Sechem Lamed. If you have twins, one of them died within 30 days, even on the 30th day, Vasheni Chai La'achar Lamed, and the second one lived after 30 days. Le'aminim Midezeh Chai La'achar Lamed. We don't say, well, you see retroactively that this guy lived 30 days later. So must, meaning if one of the twins lived more than 30 days, so must be that the other one was also supposed to live more than 30 days, and it was a fluke thing that he died, and there should be regular Shiva. There's no Avelus. Hey, Gera, Gerishin is Gairu and Bnei. Let's say a Gera and a Geris that became Gerim with their kids. Ain Masalan, they do not, they're not Avelim on each other. The Gerishin is Gairu, because a Ger that became a ger is as if he's new, and memela his kids are not his kids. The kurva shah is a begiusa in a kurva. The relationships that they have before they became gerim is not considered anything.
But
Right?
afterwards,
What?
it sounds like they're still married, no?
They're still.
Sounds like they remade it, no?
They have to. What do you mean? A
Are
husband
they
and a wife to
remarried? Did
become
they
gerim?
remarry after they became?
No, they have
Okay,
to
fine,
become.
never
They
mind.
have
Okay,
to.
fine.
They, yeah, they have to have the Jewish wedding. Yeah,
Fine, okay,
100%.
fine.
Yeah. Simon Reish Dalet Amos Maskala. So when does the Avelus start? So these types of things here, you start getting into all sorts of minhagim and that type of thing. Oh boy, Yud Seifen. So Mishenik for a mace. Once the mace gets buried, Venigmar. Stimas hakever, and kever is closed up. Ke offer, be offer with dirt. Miyat maskal avelus. That's when avelus stops. Starts. I'm sorry. Vecholitz a manolim sham bebeis hakvaris, and you take off the shoes. They're the beis hakvaris. Vimtzaruch leilech lebeisoi bein shchunas akum yochel leyochel la'anilam. If you have to go in a goyish neighborhood, then you're allowed to wear shoes. Hela sheyitim b'mktsasav. You should put a little dirt. We had the same thing by Hilchos Tisha B'Av. If somebody has to walk in the street on Tisha B'Av, and he can wear shoes, but he should put sand in them. Beis and Beis HaKvaris who samach leir. If the Beis HaKvaris is close to the city, and the oval's not going, right? Which are like by the Chassidim, the women don't go to the Beis HaKvaris, or if somebody's elderly or any. The Avelus only starts once they tell the person that they're buried. That meaning they don't say it, but they find out. We come up on him who samuch the leda for rights of shiala la yom zeh. But if it's close, I'm sorry, not a leda, la laila. If it's already close to night for rights of shiala la yom zeh, because you want to try and get in the first day of Shiva, right? Meaning as long as you get in the Shiva, start the day of the Shiva before nightfall, then that counts as one day. Azayim bishoshu mishash and nistama kever, then you don't have to actually hear, because this is not a gay nowadays because we have communication, obviously. But as if you're assuming, let's say night falls 8 o'clock and they left to the cemetery at 4 o'clock, you could assume by 6 o'clock, let's say, that the body was buried, and then they could start Shiva.
Sure, what if someone is like really far away and like a year later, like the other side of
No,
the
see,
world,
that's
and they're
a very
playing?
good, Gabriel. Very good. That's not what this is talking about, where the person's in the city,
Oh.
right? But here we're going to get to the next one. Very good. So, as I mishashu mishar at the time that they figure out that the cave is covered, yachalina, then they could be they could do avelus. Ayin loshen haritva. She calls of Elam Mamtin Ad Kishdeshir. Pimyor Ruloy Acharkashin is the Makever Kaidam Alaila. But if they tell him after that the burial wasn't until night, meaning, let's see, Taka finds out that the burial wasn't until night and his estimation was off, then Oiluloy, it still counts for him. One second. They're saying, I'm sorry, I missed. I made a mistake. If they tell him later on that, meaning he estimates when the burial was, if they tell him later on he was taka right, then it's fine. However, if the burial taka didn't happen until night, then what he sat Shiva today doesn't count. If it's Erev Yom Tov, Mevatel Regel Avelus Shel Shiva, then Yom Tov is Mevatel, the Avelus of the Shiva. Right, because like we said before, that well, no, we're gonna say it later. Do we have it before? No, it's gonna be later on. Fine. Gimel. So that now that's what Gabriel was asking. This is all if this person is local. Let's say they're sending the mace to be buried to another city, like sort of leaving from America to Eretz Yisrael. When they don't know when it barely happens. As they avelim and the avelim that are left in their city, miyad kishechazum and alavaya, right when they come home from the levaya, maschilim lesabel. That's when avelah starts. And mayim me'oz shiva, v'gam shleishim. Then they count shiva and shleishim. Ba'alchem mace ad mokim kvurasa, and those that go with the mace till the burial, mayim yishia kavur. Then they count when there's a burial. So therefore, you could have different families. I mean, different people within a family starting Shiva at different times. Let's say the Godel Abayas goes with the mace, meaning who, now the question is, who is the Godel Abayas? See, if a mother dies and the father certainly Godel Abayas, but if a father dies, the shaila is who gets to be Godel Abayas, right? Is it the oldest brother, the mother? That's every family, the family dynamics are different. But if the Godel Abayas goes as I gamma the sharm ain't a minor element she cover. So then those that are left only count from the burial. Mashar and Lefi Oimid Hadas Mosai Nikvar, and then they go with an evaluation of when the burial happened, and Maschil and Lazabal, and that's when they start to have Avelus. Fehayom Shemetayim, in the middle days, is Dinam Kedol El, they're Oininim. V'davka l'chumra azina bosa godel abayis, but we only go with the godel abayis l'chumra. The gamma nisharim ain't a mine and ela mishi cover that. Even those that are left over at home don't start shiva until the burial. Av im godel abayis nishu, but if the godel abayis is left in the house, I mean he stays home, then a holchem mace ain't a nigor macher. The ones that go with the mace don't go with him. Ela mine mishinikvar, they start the count of the shiva from when the burial was. Right.
From when the burial was?
The ones that go with the mace,
Oh, interesting.
These are all complicated and lots of shitas. You have, I mean, this is the Kitzur is obviously saying his own shita, but there are those that disagree. And then when you end the shiva is also a whole nother sugya. Fine, Dalin Misha Tava B'mayim. Somebody who drowned in the water, Asher Gu Akum, Veina Nimtza L'Kavroi, and they a guy killed him, and they can't find the body to bury. Kozman Shalinis Yashem, as long as they didn't give up and looking for them, and they think they're going to recover the body, and Aninus, then it's not. There's no Aninus and no Avelus, right? There's no Aninus because you don't have a body yet. And they could have even relations. But once they give up and they say, okay, it's lost, then the Avela starts. And after the Avela, Nimtzav Uva, meaning, so let's say he decides to shiva, and then they find the body. Then they don't have to do Avelos anymore. But if it's a mother or the father, then they need to tear Kriya. Somebody who drowns and he has a wife who pinion chain matir and in a situation where they're not going to marry her to get, they're not going to allow her to get married because they can't, they don't have proof that he's really dead. Ain't now going to love Avelos, then there's no Avelos, ain't no Macher of Kaddish, and they don't say Kaddish. And we come back and we start to last this Nachas Ruach la Neshama. They should still try to do Nachas Ruach to Neshama, the Spal, the Prokim, the Fnei HaTeva, and they should daven sometimes in the front of the Amud. Velikras Haftoira, and to read Haftoira, the Baruch Pazimun, to make a Mezuman, Velit in Tzedakah, and they give Tzedakah. Velumare Lischar Misha Yilmer Avurai, and they should learn or hire somebody to learn for the mace, even though there's no shiva or anything, but still, and just in case, it can't hurt to give tzedakah to learn. That never hurts. Hes, misha, hey, misha mace like karavu. If somebody has a relative and he's not there, but neither like makam and but he knew where he was. But you have a relative that's out of town, and he finds out that his relative dies. And then he starts shiva right away. He's not, if he, that's assuming he's not going to go to the burial. But if even if he comes later, he decides during Shiva to go, El Shar Avelim to the Avelim, Sheschilu Mikoidim that they started earlier. Meaning, because he, this is a, see, nowadays it's the opposite. A lot of times here, the assumption is the guy, the relative that's out of town, is not going to find out about the death until Shiva. It's well into Shiva. Nowadays, it's the other way. Nowadays, the relative out of town finds out right away. So he starts Shiva because he's not coming to the burial. So he's ahead of the game. In the case of the Kitza, the Avelim that are sitting Shiva are ahead of the game. Right? But he does not get the shortness of Avelis for this reason. Same thing if he was, he didn't know about the whole thing. He was going to visit his relatives. He shows up and then everybody's sitting Shiva. The place where the mace died. He counts himself, Misha, from when he finds out. Okay, like we said, hope nobody ever needs any of these halachas. Fine. Okay.
Thank
Oh,
you.
everybody should have a fine night. We should hear Basura's toast.